Today I'm speaking with Kimberly Lowe. She's the Lincoln Middle School FFA advisor in Florida. Kimberly, first tell us why you became involved in FFA and how long you've been involved.
I became involved in FFA actually just only as a teacher. I was a geologist and environmental consultant in the industry and an extension agent, actually, three different positions, and had realized I enjoyed the teaching elements of my job more than anything. So I actually went through a teacher training for a year. A school that I had put in an application in as a history teacher saw my background, and their agriculture teacher had just quit. So they asked if I would be interested in trying to teach their agricultural program here at Lincoln 11 years ago. And I said, sure. And the journey began 11 years ago on that. And my principal simply said, oh, by the way, there's this FFA thing you're supposed to do. Is that okay with you? And I said, sure, I'll do that too, even though I didn't really know what it was. I had only remembered growing up in Kentucky, I had seen FFA coats at the end of my high school hallway, but I never knew what really they did. So 11 years ago, I began that, and I began researching and trying to educate myself on FFA. And I had bounced around jobs before that. I'd never stayed longer than 1 year because I couldn't find the right thing that really held my interest. And this was the first thing that ever did.
So what do you like most about being an ag teacher and FFA advisor?
I think what I like most about it is its diversity and creativity. The way that students come in, it's like being an artist with a canvas, and you never know how the canvas is going to be that day or that year. And being able to take the students that come and try to form a curriculum and lots of opportunities to wake them up to opportunities. Because if I don't do anything else, I would just like students to know the massive array of opportunities that they could have in their life. There's a big deficit, at least where I am, in students understanding or knowing what's out there for them because of the small world they grow up in. There was nothing here pretty much when I came to my school except a barren greenhouse with no irrigation. And so slowly over the years, as the administrators and the district realized I really did want to stay and be a part of this and grow it, they started being able to put money behind it, and they've built things and structures for me. And now I feel like I've got enough things here that students can be out there and find what they're most interested in, and then by the time they're in high school, really carve a pathway out for them. That's what I like most, is being able to wake up students to a world of opportunity.
What would you say are some things that you've learned from your students?
I've learned from my students how to laugh, how to be flexible, how to enjoy things and not always be on a conquer mode. In a conquering, I have to change something. And I've learned how to build relationships. And they're the ones who helped me do that.
Tell us about the pizza garden journey that you've done with your students.
The pizza garden curriculum for sixth grade that I've used, they take an element, the pizza, and we break it down into the different industries that are involved with it, from the horticulture side of growing the vegetables, the marketing and advertising, and even the forestry through the cardboard boxes industry that they have to do. And we do history and geography with it as well, with the study of the history of pizza, where it came from and how it traveled. And then the 7th and 8th graders actually have, what we've done in the past is had a pizza garden where they use math and they lay out a circle, and they have to measure it and get the right dimensions on the circle, and that becomes their garden bed. And then they divide it into different slices. So they learn the fractions, and then in each slice, they plant something or two or three things that has to go on a pizza, like tomatoes or the pepper, some of the herbs that go into pizza gardening, and then we put the eggplant in it for the Italian dishes. What we're going to be doing are actually just raised bed designs, but they'll be seen like a salsa bed for salsa vegetables, a pizza bed, a salad bed, and then a soup bed. And the soup would have things like celery and potatoes, things like that you put in the soup.
Well, your chapter was one of 5 national finalists for the Outstanding Middle School Award at last year's convention. So what did this mean to your chapter?
To our chapter, it was a huge boost because we're in a very, very low-income area and a huge minority area. Over 80% of my students are on free and reduced lunches. The area of my county that we're in, it's Palmetto, but the slang and the thing that's said about it, it's actually Palm Ghetto. And as far as the county is concerned, parents don't want to send their kids to my school, let's put it simply. If they have a choice, they'd rather not. It also has been ranked in the state with our standardized testing as an F school, which is way under achievement. To get that honor in the midst of a crisis when the state of Florida has been into our school this year so much to try to bring up our curriculum and actually has said that if our grades don't improve by this year that we actually will be taken over by the state and run by the state of Florida instead of by our district. It was so low achieving. So in the middle of all of that crisis and bad publicity, all of a sudden the agricultural program, though, amidst all of that, rises out of it like a phoenix out of ashes, and we get nominated as one of the top five in the nation. Couldn't have been timed better, let's put it that way.
So why do you think the National FFA organization is an important one for students to be part of?
I think it's important because it doesn't matter if you're ever even going to work in agriculture, although there's a plethora of opportunities to do that. The leadership and the teamwork and the communication that is built through it, the ability to manage your own finances and have your own entrepreneurial project teaches finance. It seems to teach every life skill you might need as a person and as an adult in the future, even if you never work in agriculture. And that, to me, is phenomenal. And the other thing I like about FFA that I've seen happening over the past few years is how FFA is now even beginning to look outside of our borders and look to global awareness patterns and the new movement that that's bringing in. And I've tried to do that as a teacher because I like to travel, but somehow the fact that their FFA is even focusing on it at a national level gets their attention in a bigger way than I did as just an individual teacher. I love it because FFA is continuing to evolve itself and not just staying in the same routine.
Well, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to talk with me, Kimberly. I really appreciate it. That was Kimberly Lowe, the Lincoln Middle School FFA advisor in Florida.